Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Rita Bucuzzi and Jennifer Maldonado, financial intelligent experts and coaches. The topic for today is a question that comes up at our events and with clients, and that is, how do I overcome financial procrastination? This is a pretty popular question at my events. As human beings, we tend to avoid things we don't like or that brings us pain. Oftentimes that human practice takes form in nothing else but procrastination. We do and don't do things that ends up sabotaging our financial success. How about you, Jen? What do you experience, or what are your thoughts on that?
Well, procrastination do not only apply to finances, but also life. But what people do not realize about procrastination is that it just prolongs the pain that you have been avoiding, delaying all of those things. If you look at procrastination, it's a self-sabotaging behavior that results in a task being put off until the very last minute. And it leads to worry and stress because it makes plans and wishes fail at what should be the point of fulfillment. And this is the thing, Rita, it's not the environment, it's not the lack of time, it's not the lack of anything, but our perspective and outlook Absolutely. About that specific topic. And this point, we're talking about wealth, we are talking about finances, and that unconsciously lead us to success or sabotaging behaviors like procrastination.
I see that all the time. You know, some of the reasons why people procrastinate are things like fear of, well, we know fear of failure for sure. One of the things that kind of turned me around was the fear of success. And I thought to myself, really? Why would someone fear success? Well, sometimes they might associate with the success with overwhelm, yeah. Right? And even just regular day-to-day tasks of dealing with finances, the tasks are feeling overwhelming. Or sometimes the outcome is associated unconsciously with pain instead of pleasure, right? So we don't have that clear outcome or a strong why. Why do we want to do this? Why do we want to be financially successful? If we don't have that strong why, it doesn't create that action, you know, nothing to motivate us, right? So one of the things that I actually learned was that 73% of Americans today, money is their number one stressor in life. It's one of their biggest concerns, and the biggest concern is outliving their money. And what's really funny about that is, or not so funny actually, we're living in one of the wealthiest nations, countries in the nation ever. And still, with opportunities that are abundant, we keep procrastinating on leading our finances. So wouldn't you agree, like, we are solely responsible for our financial success?
Yeah, definitely, Rita. We have all of these abundance available for us, but it's up to us to receive it, to take it.
Yep.
And it's our choice. But in order for that to happen, as I mentioned, you need to be sure that you're ready to receive it. There's some mind shifts that need to happen, and it's in our belief systems and behaviors that need to happen. So if you want financial success, people really need to stop their mind from cheating into them. You know, they it really cheats on you. It can be your worst enemy. It can be a really good friend, but it can be your worst enemy. And it becomes a vicious cycle. And I think that shift needs to happen. And I love your saying. How is that you say about Victor's cycle?
Well, actually, I talk about, you know, people's internal beliefs are that strong motivator. You can have all the knowledge, you can have all the tools, but if you don't have your belief system, just like you said, those mind shifts into a positive. So if we start with a cycle, the cycle is basically having your beliefs, which then create our actions, right? So for whatever we believe, if we're scared, we run away. That's the action. If it's positive, we usually like to run to it. So starting with your beliefs, then the actions, and then the habits that happen because of those actions, and then the results. So if you have what we call stinky beliefs or negative beliefs, you're going to have negative actions to it, negative habits, and at the end, negative results. So that shift is the victorious beliefs for victorious actions. Right? Oh, did I say cycle? Victorious beliefs, victorious actions, victorious habits to get to those victorious results for leading ourselves to a victorious life.
Yeah, no, definitely, Rita. It's I love how you say it. I remember the first time I hear you saying that in one of the events, and that came up like from nowhere. And I was like, wow, that's a new adopting
concept. Because when we all want to be victorious, we want to win the race or win the game. And if we're talking about financial success or that financial game, we want victory.
Yeah, definitely. And probably people is asking, how can we really overcome procrastination? What is a simple step that they can take to conquer procrastination? And I love plans, because when you start writing things, something happens in your mind, you start getting focused, and you need to really create a plan that motivates you, but not only that, with a clear outcome. So people make a lot of complex plans, and sometimes it's just about making it really, really simple, something that drives you. What other kind of maybe recommendations you have for people, just simple recommendations on how to overcome this?
Well, one of the things that I love is leveraging your support system of like-minded people, or getting a coach. You know, as a financial intelligence expert, they'll have another financial intelligence coach. We can always learn from one another, and leveraging just, you know, we don't have to be one of the things I said, the smartest person in the room. We just have to have the resource, right? That's so important. And in addition to that, you know, nothing happens without action.
Yep.
So we have to, it's about taking massive action to get massive results and being persistent. There's something to be said about the persistency factor where, you know, we've heard stories like 3 feet from gold, where you are just about to achieve that success, and that's the point most people stop. Yeah. And that's the point where they need to keep on being resilient in their life and persisting.
Yeah, definitely. It's in summary, is create a clear plan, leverage your support system, or get a coach and take massive and persistent action, correct?
Yep, that's simple, actually.
Okay, yeah, I think that's a great idea. But Rita, I was thinking in having this conversation, I think we need to give away something to people so they can start creating the shift in their minds and they can start shifting these beliefs. What do you think?
I absolutely agree. You know me, I love giving things away, especially when they're things of value that have affected me personally in my life and created those shifts, those mind shifts to make a better life for myself and for others especially. I would love to do that.
Yeah, what about if we give them the 50 Empowerment Wealth and Finances Tip? What do you think?
I think that that would be awesome.
Okay.
I would love to do this. So you can receive our 50 Empowering Wealth Tips. You can get this at the 90 Days Financial Challenge.com/freebies. And I'm going to spell it out. It's 90 Days, DAYS, Financial, FINANCIAL, Challenge, CHALLENGE.com/freebies, FREEBIES.
Awesome. Awesome. So let's do this. Let's put the link on the description of this radio episode so people can go ahead, download their copy today, and start making those shifting in their minds.
I love it.
Awesome. This is Jennifer Maldonado and Rita Bocuzzi with Leading Your Life, Leading Your Finances.